More than 5,000 Ghanaian Muslims are expected to be airlifted to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to perform this year's Hajj. 450 of them will leave today, and by the 27th of this month, all would have been airlifted. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy Communications Director of the National Hajj Board, Mohammed Amin Lamte, said all flight arrangements from Accra to Saudi Arabia and have been concluded. He spoke to Seth Ayer.
Well, approximately, we have about 450 pilgrims leaving today.
According to your arrangement, when will the rest leave?
Starting from today's system, we have 12 slots this year. So we're doing 12 slots starting from today. So by 27, we should be done with all the 12 slots.
How many pilgrims are you airlifted to Mecca?
Well, we are airlifting over 5,000 pilgrims from Ghana.
And how has the mode of payment been?
Oh, it's been very calm. We're trying to also blend it up with the opening ceremony today. So the place looks very energized and everybody seems to be very excited the first day. But there are some challenges, you know, as usual. But we are trying our possible best to, you know, pick the places and be able to make sure the right things are done.
In the past, we have people coming to the place waiting to be airlifted. How has the arrangement been? You come to the place only when you are invited or your flight to take off on that day.
You come to the Hajj village when you're invited. You cannot just come when you are not invited. So that is the situation here. You have people coming to do inquiries because you told them that they should come to the village when they are invited. But these are challenges that we are trying as much as practicable to deal with.
A suggestion in the course of the month also came about that people who are too old should be exempted from performing the Hajj. I don't know whether it has come to your notice and whether you incorporated that.
For now, I cannot really make that point today. I have not seen any aged person who is weak who cannot perform the Hajj. So for now, it was an advice that was given. We did not really say that we should actually exempt them from being part of the Hajj. What we say is that if you think you are sending an old person, you need to get somebody to support the person because Hajj pilgrimage is energy sapping. You need to have somebody who would help the person to guide and control the person.
What arrangement have you put in place for the Ghanaian pilgrims who will be in Mecca?
We've done with the arrangement a couple of days ago. Advanced team actually moved to Medina in Saudi, talking about accommodation, transportation. So for now, we are home in dry.